SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's get real for a second. Life can be tough. You know that feeling when you mess up? When self-doubt creeps in like a shadow and whispers those nasty little things in your ear. Well, guess what? We all feel it. But here's the kicker. It doesn't have to control us. Today, we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, developing a self-compassion practice for mental well-being. Because let's face it, being kind to yourself is not a weakness, it's a superpower. Think about it, we treat our friends with compassion when they stumble. We offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some bad advice, just kidding. But sometimes, we treat ourselves like the harshest critics imaginable. Ever notice that inner voice that's always judging, nitpicking, and piling on the pressure? That's not your friend. It's time to flip the script and practice treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you love dearly. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, self-compassion sounds nice, but how do I actually do it? Great question. Here are five key takeaways that can help you start building your own self-compassion practice. 1. Acknowledge your pain. The first step is recognizing when you're struggling. We often try to bury our feelings or pretend everything's fine, but that just makes things worse. Allow yourself to feel the pain, the frustration, the disappointment. Don't judge it, just acknowledge it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't tell a friend to ignore their hurt feelings, right? So why would you do that to yourself? To treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a close friend is going through something tough. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their mistakes? No. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and let them know that they're not alone. Apply that same kindness to yourself. 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is crucial for self-compassion. When those negative thoughts start swirling, try taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This can help ground you and create some space between you and those unhelpful thoughts. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, but it's not always telling the truth. When you catch yourself thinking negative things about yourself, challenge those thoughts. Are they really true? What evidence do you have to support them? Often, our self-criticism is based on unrealistic expectations or past experiences that no longer serve us. 5. Be patient and kind. Remember, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, times when you're feeling more compassionate than others. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and celebrate every small victory along the way. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years ago, I was struggling with a big project at work, the kind that feels like it's consuming your entire life. I was putting in insane hours, constantly comparing myself to others, and feeling totally overwhelmed. One day, I hit my breaking point. I was exhausted, stressed out, and starting to doubt myself completely. It was during one of those moments of utter despair that I realized I needed to be kinder to myself. So, what did I do? I took a step back, acknowledged my feelings, yes, even the negative ones, and reminded myself that it's okay to not be perfect. I broke down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks, celebrated my small wins, and practiced some mindfulness exercises to help calm my racing mind. It wasn't easy, but by focusing on self-compassion, I was able to navigate through that tough time and come out stronger on the other side. The bottom line is this. Self-compassion isn't about giving up or accepting mediocrity. It's about being kind and understanding with yourself, even when things get tough. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and support, just as you are. So, what will you do to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Start by acknowledging your feelings, treating yourself like a friend, and practicing mindfulness. Challenge those negative thoughts and be patient with yourself. Remember, every step counts. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear these words today. You never know, you could be making a real difference in someone's life. Until next time, keep striving for your best self, but remember to treat yourself with kindness along the way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.